Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of the International Water Association Youth Voices podcast. My name is Muhammad Anik Azam and I am the chair of the International Water Association Young Water Professionals Pakistan chapter. I will be your host today. We'll be focusing today on the IWA and Kun Fo's Youth Action for SDG 6 Fellowship and their recent in-person gathering in Denmark. Joining me today is Hadi Toure from Mali and one of the Young Water Professional Fellows. Hadi, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Anik. It's a pleasure to be here and share my experiences from this incredible event.
Great. Hadi, could you explain what is the IWA and Grundfos Youth Action for SDG 6 Fellowship?
Yes, the fellowship is a joint initiative of the International Water Association, IWA and Grundfos, that provided 13 young water professionals with the unique opportunity to actively participate in the UN Water Conference in 2023 in New York to be part of the three-day gathering at the Grundfos headquarters in Denmark and to attend the IWA Water Development Congress in Kigali later this year. So far, it's been an amazing opportunity for me to grow professionally and be inspired by the outstanding achievements of each of the fellows, including you, Anik.
Oh, that's so exciting, and you left me blushing at the end. Hadi, you had the unique opportunity to address a diverse audience in Denmark during the fellowship gathering. Can you tell us what message you were able to bring to them?
Absolutely. My message centered around the idea that we could advance in solving the global water crisis by bridging the gap between national information systems and global information systems through citizen science. I focused on case studies of initiatives involving or led by the youth from the Global South to demonstrate the critical involvement of non-scientists and the youth to achieving SDG 6.
That's absolutely amazing. So another question, which you might encounter quite often, what were some of the key takeaways from the fellowship gathering, Hadi?
So I'm a co-founder for AFRO, an organization that works in Mali, and I've been brainstorming with my colleagues on how to address ecological sustainability on the Niger River through citizen science. So during this fellowship gathering, we visited a water treatment plant in Arhus. We tasted the raw water and I was so shocked that that was pumped into the treatment plant. And this demonstrated that the focus for the city is to actually protect the source. And the raw water quality is clean, then there's no need for expensive treatments. This framework convinced me that to improve the quality of the drinking water, we need to first put all strategies in place to preserve the Niger River quality.
Hadi, we are curious to know what you'll be working on upon your return to Mali. Are there any specific projects or initiatives that you're excited about?
Absolutely. I'm eager to apply the knowledge and experiences gained during the fellowship gathering into my work in Mali. One key project I'll be focusing on is Jimansa, Bambara language for water masters, initiated by AFRO in partnership with IHE Delft in the Netherlands. In Mali, we consider the Bozo ethnicity as masters of our water bodies. The same is observed in Niger, the country, with the Sorko ethnicity. We want to work with the water utility, academia, youth organizations, and these communities that live along the Niger River to perform citizen science with the ambition to inform decision makers and raise awareness against the pollution of the river. The literature review and case studies that I worked on during this fellowship, together with the discussions we've had post-UN Water Conference, really influence our community engagement methodology in this project. When we involve communities in research, especially in our region, we tend to have a one-way dialogue and the traditional knowledge of the community is not valued enough in the outcomes of the research. What we want to do with Jimansa is to produce a film of fishermen and women collecting water samples and co-defining sampling sites. this is how we intend to make a difference.
That sounds so inspiring, Hadi. So while we were not talking, we reached out to our YWP community, aka the Young Water Professionals, for questions that they'd like to ask you, Hadi. Here's the one of the questions. What advice do you have for other young professionals looking to make a difference in the water sector?
So I had a chance to delve into deep conversations with some of the fellows in our short time in Denmark. I communicated my aspirations to become better as a professional and person. And one of them said to me, "You have the ability to introspect and learn from your experiences, and that is a gift." It's not easy to receive feedback on something we've worked hard on, and my advice to young professionals is that it's easy to criticize older generations' failure to solve the global water crisis, but we as future water leaders should be ready to introspect on our own shortcomings and grow as individuals and professionals to make a difference in the water sector.
Thank you, Hadi, for sharing your insights and experiences from the IWA and Grundfos Fellowship gathering in Denmark. It's clear that you are a force for positive change in the water industry, and we can't wait to see the impact you'll make in Mali.
Thank you, Anik, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in to this special episode of the IWA Youth Voices podcast. Your voices and actions matter in shaping a sustainable water future. Stay inspired, stay passionate, and keep making your voices heard.
Well said. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in to another episode of IWA Youth Voices podcast. Remember, when we engage the youth, strengthen the sanitation workforce, and prioritize inclusion, we are not just solving problems. We're building a better world for everyone. Stay inspired and keep making waves of positive change.